This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sending you into a place that hopefully is positive and good. That's the job of the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen here at 7 past the hour. It's our Wednesday program, October 17th. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen along with me. Jennifer is gonzo for another week. So let's get into what's going on, Victoria. What do you have that will get us attuned to what's happening in the world?
Well, what's trending right now in sort of quasi-political news is Dennis Hoff. He is the Nevada brothel owner and self-proclaimed pimp who is actually running for representative.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
Well,
the reason he's not running anymore is because he was found dead at the age of 72. He was found in his home. There's still some questions about what happened. Did he OD? Did he have a heart attack? There are really no additional details except that they've just confirmed in Nye County, Nevada, that that he has died and that they found him already dead. So you might remember him if
his
you watched
home was
HBO's.
Called Love Ranch. That tells it all.
Well, the Bunny Patch, the Bunny Ranch, or whatever, is one of his places.
And, is that where Lamar Odom was found,
Love
Ranch? Okay, I knew I had heard that name before.
Yeah, he and Lamar Odom apparently were pretty friendly when, you know, Lamar was there at the brothel and had, an OD.
But he was looking for friends.
Yeah, exactly. So, and Dennis Hoff was also, he was on the HBO show Cat House, and that sort of followed because prostitution is legal there, so it sort of followed what it's like to, you know, be at the Bunny Ranch. So, but he ousted a sitting Republican member of the state assembly in Nevada in a primary, and he was actually the favorite to win a seat in the November election. So now, whoever was running against him has hit the jackpot.
Dirty pool. It may be there's something afoot here that's dirty and nasty and whatever. I think prostitution should be legalized for men and women. I think the fact that it's illegal is morally reprehensible. People can say, "Oh, prostitution is morally reprehensible."
Yeah,
it is what it is. And so why would you,
if you're into hookers, people are going to go to hookers anyway,
right.
You know?
No matter what. Right.
So, by legitimizing it and making it legal, then, you know, you might have some more control over it, which is the argument that a lot of people make about marijuana. It's the same thing. It's revenue for the state.
People are going to use them anyway, so why not make it legal? Yep, you got it. Next up, with people in the news, the body of Jamal Khashoggi actually was hacked up into pieces after he was killed. Of course, the Saudis don't know anything about that. What a bunch of nonsense. This is the fact that this guy went into the consulate, was in there 9 hours, never came out again, and now they found his body hacked up in pieces.
What is the
conversation about here?
Saudi Arabia has yet, we've been talking about, since Monday morning, they said that they were preparing to release a report saying that Khashoggi died during an interrogation that's gone wrong. Well, there's no report. They haven't said anything. And Trump's under fire now because he says that he believes King Salman and saying that he believes them. And it's just, it looks like we're just looking the other way to something,
Well, we've been doing that for decades. Since the Saudis became prominent after World War II, actually they became prominent during World War II because we started making oil deals with them then when we needed oil to prosecute the war. And not only America, but the Europeans. They go anywhere, whatever they had to do. That's why there was the fighting in North Africa, and what fighting went on in the Middle East was all to get a hold of oil. The Nazis wanted it, and the Europeans wanted it, we all wanted it. So that's when the Saudis started their games. and they've been playing them ever since. And they're no good son of a bees. They really are. I have no use for the Saudis, this kind of stuff. And we're, it's ridiculous. I mean, we're talking, it's like these are five-year-old people. They're telling you stories. They're so sophomoric. You're going to believe this stuff? Mm-hmm. They killed the guy and hacked up his body because that's what they wanted to do, because that's what they do.
Right.
They're heathens.
I think it just... Yeah, and you know, the thing that really kind of irks me about, well, first of all, it's horrific, and the guy, he went into the consulate to get marriage, to get a marriage license, while his fiance sat outside in the car.
Outside. Yeah.
And just, I can't even imagine. Can you, just put yourself in her shoes for a second. You think that you're there to celebrate the happiest moment of your life, and your fiance never comes out of the door again. Like, that's, I can't even imagine if I was in that situation and it was Lewis. You know?
Yeah,
and
no, it's like, value, it placed no value.
No value on life. Yep, yeah. That's exactly it.
Yep.
And it looks extra bad for the Crown Prince, Bin Salman, or whatever his name is, because he's the guy who's really out there doing a whole lot of PR over the last year, that he's so progressive, and he's this, and he's that, and if the Turkish authorities are saying he is up to his eyeballs in this, that either he did, if he didn't give the direct order to kill Khashoggi, he knew exactly when it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's the whole thing is, it just
scum. They are scum. Okay, more people in the news. A couple of interesting ladies. We'll talk about Laura Richardson, what's going on with her, and Tara Reid. I will tell you the stories. They are not related, but they're both very interesting, but interesting women. Want to have a great time. Want to leave a great impression on people. The fact that you perhaps are conscious of your smile because maybe you drink wine, coffee, tea, things that stain your teeth. And so when you smile, you think, oh, I ought to maybe let you smile. Would you keep your lips together when you smile? You ever try to do that? Okay, you get
this
it.
This is so great on radio.
Thank you.
So good.
Thank you for acknowledging that, Victoria. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system in the world. Transforms your smile, your teeth. 5 minutes, that's all you have to give it. Use Power Swabs once. Here I have my little, I got my tube here. Ready to go. You ready for my demonstrations? This is so great for the radio, too. This is another great radio moment, folks. Turn up your radio and listen to me as I take the swab. I've just cracked open the tube. I take out the swab, the material, the whitening material, which is all natural and safe. It comes out. It actually doesn't taste bad either. You put it on your teeth, and you wait 5 minutes, and then you'll smile and look at them. It's really cool. All right.
Wow, sounds really good for you.
I know. Yeah. I almost swallowed the little Q-tip.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
God.
Anyway, am I making the point? I'm not the people.
I'm not sure what happened
for this.
I think the wheels are off this bus. I'm not sure what's going on.
This is great. Power swabs are super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. So if you don't want to give up coffee and wine, that sort of thing, you're going to have stains. You need to get power swabs. You get them by calling 800-208-1797. It's the only way you get them. And you mentioned the DJV show. You get them 50% off their regular retail price. 800-208-1797. Come on. It's not available in stores. Not available online. You just call the company. Get them to send the power swabs to you today at 800-208-1797. Tomorrow, your smile will be much better than it is today. So don't spend all that money. $1,000 to go to the dentist. He'll do the same thing using the same stuff. The power swab was invented by Ginniger, Dr. Martin Ginniger, who's a dentist. So he sold them to his pals first, made a lot of money, and they said, okay, well, let's sell it to the general public. So you're the general public, and you can get nice white teeth very quickly. Start with power swabs. The dial-up number is 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs. Use the code DJV and you get them at half price. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Suicide is a national public health issue that affects all Americans, but it is preventable. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working to improve the health and well-being of our nation's veterans with their Be There campaign. The initiative expands on the reach of mental health services and suicide prevention resources and connects at-risk veterans with care and support. Dr. Keita Franklin, Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
We can all help someone who may be at risk through simple actions that can make a big difference. The health and well-being of our nation's veterans is VA's highest priority because even one veteran suicide is too many. Both within our own system and through community partnerships, VA is working to reduce suicide risk among all veterans, whether they are enrolled in VA healthcare or not. Our Be There campaign lets people know that suicide prevention starts with just one simple act of support.
For more information, go to betheforveterans.com. That's betheforveterans.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, ladies, what do you want first? Laura Richardson or Tara Reid?
Tara Reid, obvi.
All right. Tara Reid was thrown off of a Delta Airlines flight yesterday. The airline and the representative for her, remember her from Sharknado.
Oh, yeah.
An American
she's
pie.
A train wreck.
Right. She's been removed from a flight. Delta said they told the reporters it was, quote unquote, a customer disturbance issue. However, her representative didn't go into detail. Delta flight 613 from L.A. to New York returned to the gate in Los Angeles prior to takeoff to take a customer off. That's what happened. Delta apologized to the customers for the inconvenience, said they appreciated their patience in the situation. The flight departed then for New York.
What did she do to get kicked off
a
flight?
Delay. She flew into some sort of rage. TMZ has the audio. I mean, well, if somebody's going to have a video.
Somebody
the video
filmed
showed
it as
up
soon
on.
As you yeah, see Tara Reid.
Right, yeah, right. And she apparently got on a different flight later on in the day. She was upset because she didn't get a window seat and a pillow. So she was traveling with her dog.
Is she, like, new to flying? You already know if you have a window seat or not.
Right.
You know? Like, and buy your own. Who wants one of those? I don't even. Ew. When those pillows come around, or if you have one on your seat, I barely even touch it and flick it onto the floor. I don't want to sit on some pillow or have my head touching some pillow that a million other people have touched.
Yeah.
Like, Tara Reid, get it together, girl. Like, buy your own pillow. Sharknado paid you enough that you could. Six Sharknados paid you enough to buy your own neck pillow.
Lieutenant General Laura Richardson, succeeding in breaking through the glass ceiling in the Army. She's, for the first time, Army Forces Command, the leader of the largest command force in the Army. 776,000 soldiers, 96,000 civilians under her command. She's been in the Army since 86. 2012, she became the first female deputy commanding general for the 1st Cavalry Division. Last year, she became second in command to General Robert Abrams, and now she's in charge. How about that? Good for her. Lieutenant General Laura Richardson, Dan Hutt.
Bro. Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book was
Heading
up for the East Coast.
Bob Dylan. Musical news, 24 after the hour here on the DJV show. Toria, Kara, and I are chilling to Mr. Dylan. How do you like that?
There you go. You're on a roll.
She's a shilling, chilling to the Dylan.
Yeah, there we go.
Kara, don't engage.
Come on, Kara, let's try some more.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, the director of the Oscar-nominated film Call Me By Your Name, using Bob Dylan for cinematic inspiration. Luca Guadagnino, producer of Call Me By Your Name, acquired the film rights to Bob Dylan's record, Blood on the Tracks, asked him if he wanted to make a movie based off the song. Apparently, they've all agreed, and somebody named Richard La Gravenanise wrote the movie Somehow the Moon. What is this? La Gravenanise, who are all these people with these names?
Who are these people with names like this?
Anyway, Blood on the Tracks, the album is going to be adapted into a movie based on what was going on in the 1970s. So this is an Italian movie? What is this with these Italian names?
Oh, my God.
What? Guadagnino and La Gravenanise.
It's Guadagnino. It's not hard to say. It's Guadagnino.
Guadagnino.
I think it does make for an interesting premise of using an album. It's not the first movie to do that, but to take an album and kind of draw plot lines from it. And a lot of Broadway musicals do that now. Look at Mamma Mia. That's the biggest one of all, is Mamma Mia. Yeah. When you take that album or all those songs and you make a story based on the songs. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see if they do a good job with it. Call Me By Your Name was so popular. People just, went nuts for that movie. So it might have that artsy kind of feel to it.
Okay. So there you go. Thank you. You did a great job, Victoria, explaining
that. I know. Somebody has to get control of this.
I have to, right. Loud Gravanese and Quadidingdo or whatever the name is.
Oh, boy.
Right. Dylan is hardly a member of the Italian clan. You know what I mean? All right. So enough of that. Let's... You want to crank that up a little bit, Kara?
Through the city blocks, hearts hurt down by the waterfront docks, where the sailors.
Something fascinating about his music, though. Really fascinating.
I love Bob.
About his appeal, the whole thing. Fabulous poet. He may have been the best poet of the rock era, almost without question. And there were some great poets, but he may have been the best one, frankly. All right, let's move on musically. This is a contrast and a half. Amy Winehouse. Family has approved of a picture. We were talking about her hologram tour, I think. Was it early this week or last week or whatever?
Yeah, last week.
And
yeah.
Now the family says that they are going to serve as executive producers on a movie which will be filmed next year. Proceeds from the film will benefit the Amy Winehouse Foundation. A family spokesperson, Father Mitch Winehouse, said, "We now feel able to celebrate her extraordinary life and talent, and we know through the Amy Winehouse Foundation that the true story of her illness can help so many others who might be experiencing similar issues." So they're going to produce this. Mitch Winehouse rejected his previous suggestion that Lady Gaga portray Amy Winehouse, saying instead the actress should be unknown, young English actress, maybe a Londoner, Cockney, looks a bit like Amy. I think, frankly, Gaga looks a little like her. After seeing her in The Star Is Born, without all her makeup and all the hoo-hoo and ha-ha, do you think that's true? Have you both seen the movie or not?
I think
yet?
You could. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I think you could make. I think you could make anybody look like Amy Winehouse. She had that signature hair, and she had that
nose.
You know,
the nose. Gaga's got the nose, and even that happens to be one of the lines and storylines in the movie. 28 past the hour on the DJB show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Just 7 months before Ford's new small truck, the Ranger, hits dealership, the company has unveiled the price. It'll start under $26,000, including delivery charges. Step up, and you can get the top-of-the-line Supercrew Lariat with a 5-foot box, and you'll pay just over $40,000 with the 4x4 version. The Ranger is about $23,000 lower than the starting price of America's best-selling vehicle, the Ford F-150 truck. But fully optimized, the F-150 can get to $90,000. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at alfaromeousa.com.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent lightning storm. Here to describe the event, a TV tray.
I was watching football and holding a plate of meatloaf when kabam! A bolt of lightning slams into the apartment, blowing out the TV and surround sound.
Anything you could have done to help?
Ma'am, I'm a foldable table, not an electrician.
Your TV tray can't help you in a lightning storm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat says he's met with Saudi Arabia's leaders and finds them committed to conducting a thorough and transparent investigation into the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says, after meeting with those Saudi leaders, that they strongly denied knowing anything about what happened inside their consulate in Istanbul, where Khashoggi was last seen alive over 2 weeks ago. President Trump says late yesterday,
"If they knew about it, that would be bad. If they didn't know about it, bad things can happen."
He was speaking on the Fox Business Network. Lights are back on for thousands of people in Northern California whose power was intentionally cut to prevent wildfires. They shut the power down to 60,000 homes in Northern California counties because of high winds Monday.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Sip of Life Change tea, get me all acclimated and warmed up for another half hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan Carachillin. Let's see, jewelry. How many ladies wear jewelry? And men wear jewelry too, right?
Yeah.
Some of them, yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Do you wear jewelry?
No, I don't.
Did you ever wear a wedding ring?
I wore a wedding ring for a while, and then I got it caught on a piece of equipment on the farm, and I was ripped off my finger, so that was, I took that off.
That happened to Jimmy Fallon. He can't wear a wedding ring anymore because it got caught on something, and he almost lost his finger.
Yeah, same thing with me. So, the focus on jewelry. Jewelry you find in huge retailers like Nordstrom's, Ross. Ross, is that the... Is there a jewelry store called Ross? Because there's a clothing store called Ross.
I've never heard of that. I don't know.
No. Anyway, the Center for Environmental Health says be careful of the jewelry that you buy this winter, or the Christmas stuff, I guess. A lot of huge national retailers have been notified that the toxic cancer-causing metal cadmium is now being used in a lot of jewelry, especially if the jewelry is attached to dresses and shirts as bling, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what they call it? Cadmium, known to cause cancer and reproductive harm after you're being exposed to it. So if you wear a dress or a pair of pants that you like, that's why Ross has it. Now I'm getting it. Nordstrom's Rack. This is clothing, much as anything else. Some states banning the metal from being used in any kind of jewelry, some for children, but there is there's no law in the book preventing it from being used in jewelry for adults or on clothing. So,
and all that junk is made in China. So, you don't, you know,
it's all
just,
Chinese, yeah.
That's lab how the testing. Chinese are going to win. They're just going to take us down. Health, they're just, it's all health. It's like they're just attacking us in every possible way with our well-being and our physical health. It's crazy. Yep.
And we're dumb enough to support it.
Yep.
Lab testing found 31 adult jewelry items purchased from various retail stores had 40% cadmium. The jewelry, 40% cadmium. Most were 90%. Ross is the worst offender. One pendant from a necklace chain, 100% cadmium. Company says it is now addressing the issue with our supplier. Yeah, right. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Unga bunga.
We're going to tell our Chinese supplier, hey, you know, cut back on the cadmium.
Yeah, it's you've just really hit the nail on the head. We're doing this to ourselves. We are. We're tinkering with things that affect our brains and our bodies. We don't understand, or we don't want to. We don't perceive what's going on. You just actually, your evaluation there, Victoria, was very interesting because they are. That's what they're doing. They're getting to every bit of our beings. They're a whole lot smarter about this than we are, and we're bizarre enough.
And I've been saying this for a long time. China doesn't ever need to ever launch a missile against us. They don't ever need to make an aggressive physical move on any of our territories because they're already doing the killing. They're already successfully taking down Americans one by one with and attacking our immune systems. They kill our pets. If you feed your dog or your cat food from China, look at all the dogs and cats that die. From all that stuff, you go to the dollar store and you buy anything in the dollar store, you are contaminating your entire family. And that's how China's going to win. That's it.
Yep. Pretty
disgusting.
It's not
sexy. It's not, you know, flashy, but that's how they're going to kill us.
Yep. And so you keep buying all that stuff, folks. Get all worked up about things that you can't do anything about, like some of the things that liberals, conservatives, all that stuff. It's no. What's the story with Mary Bono? I'm going to do some people here. USA Gymnastics chief. She's only been there for a week.
Oh, yeah. She resigned already.
She resigned?
Right? Yeah.
She posted a photo on Twitter of her covering the Nike logo on her golf shoes.
Right. Yeah. She did. She made a big anti-Colin Kaepernick statement.
Right.
And I guess I don't know why that I don't know. I don't know why she resigned over that, but I think there was probably more to it.
Yeah. There always is, isn't there?
Yep.
Speaking of being more to it, Julian Assange. Want to pronounce his name? Assange. WikiLeaks founder. Been hiding out in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for, 6 years?
Yeah.
Got a new set of rules if he wants to stay there. There's a memo that was made public yesterday stating the conditions for his stay. Apparently they're contingent on his ability to stay out of activity considered as political or interfering with the internal affairs of England and other countries. It also outlines basic housekeeping rules like cleaning his bathroom and taking care of his damn cat. Not much is known about where the cat came from, reported in his profile, the story in The New Yorker about the cat being a gift from his children. Apparently that's not true. Assange likes to dress the cat up in neckties, and he's given the cat its own Twitter and Instagram accounts. Man, this guy's got to get a life.
Well, you know, it is crazy that, yes, he's...
He's crazy.
He has to be, because why would you want to live in... And I don't think that this Ecuadorian embassy in London is probably... I don't think it's the Ritz. So why... And you're cleaning your own bathroom and you know, and taking sad photos of a cat in a tie. Like, what is... Is it really worth it for him to not just come forward, face the music, and deal with things and get his life back on track? He can't hide out here for how long is he going to just live?
6 years.
It's weird. The cat's
name is Mishi, which is Ecuadorian for cat. It goes by the nickname Embassy Cat, apparently. This cat's and people. I've gone off of not talking about cats, though, much.
You're not a cat fan?
Nah, not particularly. They're okay, but I'm not. They're good in the barn to get rid of the rats and the mice. God. So, here's, talk about guys that are difficult. I've never liked Pierce Brosnan. Didn't like him the first time I ever saw him.
Morgan.
No, not Pierce Brosnan.
Morgan.
Not Pierce Brosnan.
I mean, Pierce Morgan.
Morgan, yeah.
Okay. Pierce Morgan. The vast majority of people also don't like Pierce Morgan, so.
Pierce Morgan is just, he's a jackhole.
Well, he is. So, do we pay any attention to his social media trolling on Daniel Craig, who was seen over the weekend carrying his new baby around? He's married to Rachel Weisz. They had a baby a couple of months ago, and there was a photo of Craig dressed in casual clothing walking around with a baby carrier, which is what I did with my children. Put the baby carrier on. You put the baby in front of you, up against your chest.
Dior.
It's great security.
Yeah.
The baby feels good. It's nice and warm, all that stuff. So he's got nothing better to do than to take a shot at Daniel Craig's manhood.
Oh.
Pierce, have you looked at your own private parts lately? I'm not sure that they're... Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly what the rest of the world is saying. Like, okay, leave James Bond out of it, because I guarantee women who already love Daniel Craig love him even more now, watching him walk around carrying his baby.
Right.
That
absolutely
did nothing to hurt his reputation, trust me.
No. Anyway, so I saw Gaga is going to marry Christian Carino. Is that his name?
Yes, he is her agent, and they've worked together for a really long time, and they've been engaged, but they have not announced it until, I think, yesterday. She thanked her fiancé during a speech at the L Women Awards or something, and so everybody now knows that it's official that they are engaged. But she's been wearing a giant pink engagement ring for over a year. Yeah.
Is Bradley Cooper married?
He's not married. He just has a girlfriend who is the mother of his kid.
Yeah.
And she's a famous Russian model
a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, Irina Shayk, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking. Thank you.
Why? Do you think they should be married?
One of my good friends...
I thought they made a great couple in The Star Is Born.
My friend that I saw the movie with was like, they should be together. And I was like, well, I'm sorry to burst your bubble. They both have someone on the outside, and I wouldn't want to break up the relationships. But they did look very good together in the movie.
They absolutely had great chemistry together. Really did. Getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day, time-consuming, expensive, not fun. How about I introduce you to a way to get all of those organic fruits and vegetables without having to buy 55 different fruits and vegetables? It's called Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Contains the nutrients of 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables, picked at the peak of their perfection. I like that. That's why I keep saying that when I'm talking about Texas superfood. There's no junk in this, no filler, nothing. American Cancer Society, American Heart Association, and your grandmother tell you you're supposed to eat 5 or more servings of fruits and veggies every day, and you're not doing that. So how about we send you to Texas Superfoods? Switching to an organic diet reduces your pesticide intake, you know, by 90%. So you'll be comfortable knowing the Texas Superfood Complete Organic powder or capsule form is clear, pure, it's just, it's fabulous. It's the best of everything. 55 of them. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. See the full line of quality nutritional products. And perhaps you might want to buy this powder and the capsule. I'm sold on them. They're great for getting. And you can feel it when you're eating well. You feel it. You know you're better off. So let's get on board. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. And check out their full line. Awesome stuff. Check it out. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do. And it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest, do you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you, too, thanks to MyPillow. I sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night, all night long. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you want and need and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let MyPillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillow's made here in America. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the two for the price of one deal. That's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's a good reason for you to close the door when you go to bed at night. You leave the door open. I leave the door open. Unless there's somebody else in the house. If the kids are visiting, I close the door. Your routine at night. Brush your teeth, right? Wash your face. Get into maybe some PJs. Okay, so there's new information showing that most Americans skip a very important step before they go to bed. 60% of people sleep with their bedroom door open, according to a recent survey. What's wrong with that?
Okay, first of all, that's how the monsters come in and get you, so I don't understand why anyone sleeps with their door open.
Right. All right. Well, here's another problem. If there's some kind of a problem, let's say a fire, some kind of smoke, and that sort of thing, if the door is open, it comes in. If the door is closed, you are likely to survive. With the increased use of synthetics in furniture and home construction, closing the door also could make all the difference when it comes to getting out of the house. Average time to escape a home fire has gone from 17 minutes to 3 in the last couple of decades because
that's terrifying. You should read that again. That's a terrifying
average
statistic.
Time to escape a home. In other words, you could get out in 17 minutes and be safe a couple of decades ago. Now, if you don't get out in 3 minutes, you're dead. That's basically that's the story. It's most people who sleep with the door open do so because they believe it's safer. But in fact, just the opposite, according to firefighters. They say start making it a habit to close the door, not only to your bedroom, but to your children's bedrooms as well. Test smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. Check your home for potential fire hazards. All that stuff. I disconnect all of mine because they go off all the time when I burn something on the stove. So I guess I'll be in trouble if there's a fire.
Not staying at Doug's house.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It's 10 before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote.
1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
From Beetlejuice. How do you say that, Tucker? Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. Yeah. All right, so we have the music playing. Michael Keaton must be doing something. What are we playing this music for?
No, actually, Warner Brothers, for the film's 30th anniversary, believe it or not, it came out 30 years ago, 1988, has re-released it in a certain amount of screens this week. On the big screen. Now, a lot of people might get excited if they're a fan of the film, but usually that does not translate. For some reason, even though they release some of these movies back on the big screen, very few people actually go back to the theater to relive or watch this for the first time. I can't explain that, but that's usually the case.
Okay, so then what do you make of the report today that Mamma Mia is headed back to theaters because of the 10th anniversary? This wonderful musical romance came out in 2008. We all loved it. And now the music of ABBA and the revitalization of the franchise this summer. Very cool. So what do you think? Yes, no?
I think more no. I think most people would say give me a third film. You know, the second one.
Another Mamma Mia movie.
Yeah, give me another one. I, you know, if I want to watch the original, I'll just watch it at home. In terms of Beetlejuice, I'd actually go to the theater. I would go to the theater to see. I've done a revival of it a couple years ago. But that movie actually revived the career of Michael Keaton. It was Tim Burton's second film. It starred Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis. But Michael Keaton was written as a very small supporting role. They liked his work so much, they kept expanding it in the writing room. And the rest is history. He did a fantastic job. And that was a very popular film.
All right, so I don't identify with that, but I'm back to Mamma Mia. Do you know Mamma Mia pulled
in... Have you
in...
ever seen Beetlejuice? No, I guess you haven't.
No. Let
me ask you a question, Doug. What gets you in the mood for Halloween?
Talking to you.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, actually, I think the Halloween season starts
I don't give a damn about Halloween. How's that?
Oh, that's pretty harsh. I think the Halloween season starts when AMC adds its Fear Fest, like October 15th, when they play.
I'm sure you're first one in line.
24 hours a day.
Yeah, okay. You can buy all those tickets.
No, it's on basic cable.
Yeah, yeah.
My TV stays just tuned to it 24 hours.
The first Mamma Mia movie, I'm going back to that.
Oh, my God, back to Mamma Mia.
Took in $610 million. The second one so far has taken in about $400 million. I would say there was room for another one of those movies, wouldn't you?
I think, absolutely. The good question is, will the cast want to do it? But, yeah, absolutely. Listen, I thought the first, they're cheesy movies, but I thought both are very entertaining and,
What do you mean cheesy? What's cheesy about them?
They are cheesy. I don't know. I didn't think the first one was that good. I didn't think it was that good. I thought it was like kind of a poor excuse for Meryl Streep to sing. She loves to sing. She thinks she's got a great voice, so she wanted to sing in a movie. And I thought that's what it was. I don't know. I was not.
So then why do so many people go to see it? It's a feel-good movie?
Because people like cheesy movies like you.
Okay, so what's wrong with that? Cheesy movies is good. Better than that horror fest crap that you're talking about with Chuck. You want to go see somebody's heart get ripped out by a chainsaw? Yeah, all right, okay.
Can I ask a question?
Please, ask a question.
Did anybody watch The Conners last night without Roseanne? What did you think?
I think it has legs. It's more focused on Dan and Darlene and the sister Jackie. I think it's going to be fine without her. It kind of feels like she's still there in some way, but...
Yeah, I thought it was a fine watch myself. I never thought the show was full of big belly laughs. It had a few laughs, but it's sort of like what they call a company show. Either you enjoy the company or you don't. If you enjoy the company of those characters, I think for the most part that episode worked. Some of the critics are way too harsh. If you're going to try to do an analysis in a very critical way on an episode of Roseanne, I think you're going down the wrong streets. But I liked it enough.
Yeah.
Well, it seems to have done, according to all the reports anyway, quite well with the faithful. That was the big thing. They dealt with it very well with her dying or whatever, and my thing is, I didn't watch the show. I'm looking at some of the trailers and some of the pictures. Goodman looks sick. He's lost so much.
Yeah, well, he did lose a lot of weight, and if you haven't seen John Goodman in a while, and you just see him for the first time, he's 66. He actually looks older than he is, but Roseanne obviously had some sort of issue because they killed her character off via opioids, but it wasn't intentional. It was an accidental overdose how they did it, so I don't think it was that big a deal.
No. All right, Chucker, you've told us what you think, and we're thankful for that. Chuck Curry, our movie man on the DJV Show 50.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.